Hello, this is the Exotics Vet, Al speaking.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yeah. What seems to be going on with Quasi? And Well, if that, yeah, and if that is the case, like as long as she's kind of coming out and it's supervised and she isn't moving over anything that could potentially hinder the healing for the surgery site, then I don't think that there's going to be any issue with her coming out. And if you think that she's more inquisitive and moving around a little bit more, I think bringing her out, if you have the opportunity, then to do so. I think that with her tank, I would just keep it fairly stock standard for this time, and then when she comes out, we can supervise her and have her a bit more mobile. But I'll make a few notes just to mention that, yeah, she is fairly still sedentary and all of that kind of stuff. But I think that just with the surgery, it was quite a taxing ordeal for little Quasi. So I think that just having her rest up is going to be best. But I'll make a few notes and let everyone here know. And then if we've got any concerns, we can follow that up with you. But yeah, was that everything that you noticed? There wasn't anything else. Fantastic. Eating a whole lot. Yep. Yeah. And we can get her back in. Yep. Yeah, I'd try and feed her outside of the tank if she's more inquisitive that way. Yeah, look, I'll pop you on hold and just see what one of the vets would recommend at that point, and I'll let you know. So just bear with me a second. I'll be right back. No worries. Thank you for holding there. So I just spoke to Dr. Brock, and he said, like, if you guys have the chance to syringe feed or at least try and get some food into her, then we can try doing that this afternoon or the next time that you will try and feed, just to hopefully help that healing process. But yeah, like, if you have the ability to do so, then you can mix up some of the from memory, you got. Was it something on Saturday when you picked her up? So we can kind of blend some of that up and just try offering it to her, especially if she's out and inquisitive about it. It might be a little bit nicer for her to not fight. But yeah, if you wanted to do that once you finish work today and give her a couple of meals or just try and get her eating, I think that'll help her along. Yeah, definitely. And I think that if she's not eating when you get her out tomorrow, I'd just try and give her a little bit of food and see if we can get that appetite starting after the procedure. But I think that just with the size of the procedure that she had, I think it might take a little bit longer for her to recover. But you've been through it. You're observant and you understand how to do things, so I've got no concerns that she will, be back to her best very soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so they are dissolvable, but sometimes you can get some that might linger around, and so it'd be just a fairly quick, you know, kind of, we get these little stitch cutters, and then you can kind of just gently remove those. There's no necessity to put her under or really stress her out too much. It'll just be a very, very quick removal. But that's if they're still there. Like, they generally will dissolve in that time. And we do offer, like, free post-operative revisit as well. So I think that with that, in 21 days, if you were free, I can book that in now for you. That'd be all just a free consultation. And if there was anything else, the vet, Dr. Vanessa would let you know. But if she's doing well in that time, then there should be no necessity to have anything else. And so from Friday, so 21 days would take us to Friday the 5th of December. So the 5th, and Vanessa's on that day, and no surprises, you've got a fully free day. So if there's any time or preference, you can just let me know. And we can, you know, we can move that around if we need to, but I'll get that. So post op recheck, remove if needed. If I could spell, there we go. Stitches, if needed. Awesome. So that's all booked in. As I mentioned, if there was any questions or any necessity to move that around or anything, feel free to give us a call. Otherwise, we'll talk to you guys very soon. Hopefully, with some good news of her going and becoming a little bit more inquisitive and that kind of stuff. Awesome. No worries. We'll talk to you guys soon. Okay. Bye bye.